Coming up in this newscast, Cameroon Cricket Lions triumph over Mali in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, in the second outing at the ongoing African Group A qualifiers for next Cricket Council World Cup. FAB of Yaoundé and Tonne Kalara Club steal from Yaoundé are the champions of the National Elite One League that ended this weekend in the men and women's categories. People from Donga Mantung Division in the Northwest region living in Yaoundé have been encouraged to continue using sports to promote peaceful coexistence. A development of these stories and more right here. The men's cricket team of Cameroon have recorded their first victory at the ongoing T20 sub-regional qualifiers in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, for the 2025 Cricket Council World Cup. After losing in their first match, Cameroon defeated Mali this Sunday by 59 runs to 57 in their second match, with Chukwu Idris voted as best player of the game. After yesterday's victory, over Mali, the coach of Cameroon, Solifak James, says it was a hard-earned victory.
I am a satisfied coach today, a bit satisfied because we won the match against Mali. And true, it was not an easier one because Mali too, as they came to play, they were expecting the victory. Unfortunately for them, the Lions succeeded to defeat them. And for next match, it's going to be the tough one against Tanzania, the host country. We are preparing, we are going to have a training session since it's a rest day in order to ameliorate our level of play. We've done it today and we are expecting to continue in the better way to the competition.
Coach of Cameroon men's cricket team, Solifak James, the six teams competing for the two available spots to the regional qualifiers for next Cricket Council World Cup will have a day of recess today, and this Tuesday, Cameroon will clash with the host, Tanzania, in the third match of that competition. 26 athletes and coaches of Team Cameroon enter the second week of an internal camp in Yaoundé today, ahead of the maiden edition of the ACAS International Sambo Open to take place next Saturday at the Fandena Gymnasium. Over 10 countries from the ACAS sub-region and beyond are expected to battle for medals in Sambo sports and combat Sambo. And the first delegations are expected to jet into Cameroon this weekend ahead of the event. Here is the reaction of some of the athletes in camp.
Kilian Maelanjiki, category of under 54 kg. The training is not easy. It's very dynamic. It demands a lot of energy and a lot of implication from our sides, but we are motivated. We're going to give the best of us. My main objective is to bring the maximum gold medals to Cameroon. Cameroon is the host country of the Open Tournament, so we are really engaged. We're really motivated. We're really working, giving our best 100%.
My name is Njima Hoakaol, category 98 kilograms. The training is really, really tedious. We are into the internal block training camp, and in the beginning, the training sessions need to be very intense. 2 days to the competitions, it's very difficult. The difficulties is the length of the training sessions. The duration of the training sessions have increased to about 3 hours. Normally, it's supposed to be 2 hours, but
to get you people ready for the
to get us ready, and more focus has been laid on physical build-up, groundwork, immobilizations as well, and we avoided some arm or foot locks so that we shouldn't get hurt before the competition.
So we can imagine we are already thinking about the competition.
We are seriously thinking about the competition. You know, we have a reputation to defend. Cameroon has always been the best Sambo nation in Africa, and then this time around we are hosting the competition. We're hosting an international competition. Countries are coming all over the world to come and challenge us. We have to prove to the whole world, to the Cameroonian community, that we are the best.
On to cycling, Cameroonian rider Kwere Nonawe-Rodrigue is the winner of the 30th edition of the Côte d'Ivoire International Cycling Tour. In 15 hours, 44 minutes and 51 seconds, Kwere Nonawe-Rodrigue secured the yellow jersey of the event ahead of his teammates Chofo Fabrice and Clovis Kamzong Abosolum. In the meantime, Diomante Ginilo of the Malian national team won the last and seventh lap of this Saturday after covering the 57.1 kilometer lap in 1 hour, 22 minutes and 5 seconds. Arizona Show reports.
4 out of the 7 laps of the Côte d'Ivoire International Cycling Tour were won by 3 cyclists of the SNH Velo Club of Cameroon. Tshofo Fabrice won the first lap, while his captain Clovis Kamzong Abosolo secured the second lap and kept the yellow jersey to the fourth lap of the race, where another teammate, Nunawe Kwere Rodrigue, overtook them. Rodrigue went on to win the yellow jersey of the competition after winning two laps of the race. Despite Malians, Diamond Tene and Kongola occupying the first two positions, Katiola Bouaké seventh lap of the race and Rawende of Burkina Faso finishing on the third spot in the 57.1-kilometer stretch, three Cameroonian cyclists stood out on the top three positions on the general classification table: Nunawe Kwere Rodrigue, Tshofo Fabrice and Clovis Kamzong Abosolo, in that order.
Tekase and Fapa, the 2024 champions of Cameroon in handball. Tone Kalara handball ladies defeated Fab in the women's final by 27 goals to 14, while Fab defeated Friendship 27 goals to 24 in the men's final, all played this Saturday at the Concord Sports Complex of the University of Yaoundé 1. After the two finals, right winger of Fab men, Atanga Gerard, expressed satisfaction, while goalkeeper of Fab women, Awolinda, felt frustrated.
Very satisfied about the competition. Although we lose the Cameroon Cup, we gave us an objective that we must win the championship, because we cannot work for the whole season and we lose everything. So we decided that at least one title for our president.
A very difficult final, I can imagine, against Friendship of Yaoundé.
Because at the beginning we thought we already won the match. So with time, we discovered that the match was not easy as we thought. That's why we came back to our level, then we dominated the match.
Very huge disappointment, especially after a long season of training and working, and at the end, not recording the fruit of our labor. But that sports, there's always a winner and a loser, so we're not going to relent our efforts. We know that there's next year, and we're preparing an international competition for Morocco in a few days. From Monday, we'll resume training.
People from Donga Mantung Division in the northwest region of Cameroon living in Yaoundé have been encouraged to continue using sports to promote peaceful coexistence at Humaniwe. The president of Wimbum Cultural and Development Association in Yaoundé, Wills Mangafeson, was speaking at the military stadium last evening at the end of a two-month football and handball tournaments. Here is his reaction after the men's football final.
It was a very interesting game. Two sides, Sasa and Wisu. And Wisu at the end carried the day. It was a very interesting game. And you could have seen from the euphoria of the population who came to cheer the boys up. This Wimbum tournament is a yearly event. We organize this tournament, first of all, to keep our young people together and to also harness the talents that most of them have, and to expose them, because when we organize competitions like this, we invite stakeholders to come and watch and to see if they could detect talents during our competitions. If I can give testimony of some few people who are already playing in the leagues.
The different leagues in Cameroon?
Yes, there are many of them. We have for now about 10 who are playing, like Idris, who is the goalkeeper. He's playing for Colombe. We have many other players, Kuala Randi and others. But I want to testify that in the past tournament, we've also had many players who have been able to move abroad. Some of them are in Belgium and all over Europe. We are doing a good job as a community to try to see how we could build talent in these young people and make them progress in football.
The president of the Wimbum Cultural and Development Association, Yaoundé, Wills Mangafeson, speaking there. And back to our top stories, Cameroon Cricket Lions triumph over Mali in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, in their second outing at the ongoing African Group A qualifiers for next Cricket Council World Cup. Fab of Yaoundé and Tone Kalara Handball Club, still from Yaoundé, are the champions of the National Elite One League that ended this weekend in Yaoundé in the men and women's categories. And people from Donga Mantung Division in the Northwest region living in Yaoundé have been encouraged to continue using sports to promote peaceful coexistence. That puts a cap on this edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News on the CRTV. My name is Ben Collins Nyobero. Thanking you for listening.
Merci Ben Collins Nyobero. La suite, rendez-vous demain absolument pour raconter un autre journal d'espoir à tout à l'heure à 8h. Pour l'instant, coup d'œil sur l'actualité de la police avec le commissaire Nzemostala.
Canal Police.
Hi there, listeners. Good morning and welcome to the National Security's morning slot. Canal Police brought to you under the editorial supervision of the Delegate General for National Security, Martin Bargangele. Police Commissioner Joyce Cecile Njemandeng is our editor-in-chief at the anchor. I'm Superintendent of Police Nz. Amos Tarla in Yaoundé. The fourth session of the Central African Police Chiefs Committee, CAPCO, and the 24th Forum of Ministers in Charge of Security Issues in the Central African Sub-Region have ended in Yaoundé with well over 26 key resolutions arrived at. We revisit highlights of that Yaoundé come together on this morning's edition of our program. Please stay tuned. Welcome back. Cameroon's capital city of Yaoundé was at the center of security concerns from the 17th to the 20th of September 2024. Holding at the Yaoundé Conference Center, the deliberations were rich in form and content, a true testimony being the rich resolutions arrived at the end of the important security come together. Worth mentioning that the physical meeting came after 4 years due to the advent of the COVID-19 pandemic that came with its own challenges and lessons, opening the fourth session of the Committee of Central African Police Chiefs. Cameroon's Delegate General for National Security, Mr. Martin Bargangele, welcomed all the participants and challenged them to take the deliberations seriously, as the fruits of the gathering will go a long way to ameliorate the security situation in the sub-region, especially when it comes to the fight against the threats of terrorism, transborder crime, money laundering, all forms of trafficking, and what have you. Mr. Martin Bargangele, Cameroon's Delegate General for National Security, now becomes the new chair of the Central Africa Police Chiefs Committee, CAPCO, taking over from Gabonese Army General Serge Hervé Ngoma, who was praised by all the key speakers at the Yaoundé meeting for a job well done, especially his successor, opening the 24th Forum of Ministers in Charge of Security Issues in the Central African Sub-Region, the Minister of State, Secretary General of the Presidency of the Republic, Ferdinand Ngongo, challenged the various delegations to handle the issues on the agenda with seriousness so that the sub-region can witness a wind of change when it comes to key security concerns. The Minister of State, Secretary General of the Presidency of the Republic, then proceeded to inaugurate the new structure to host the Permanent Secretariat of the Central African Police Chiefs Committee, graciously offered to this institution by the Head of State, His Excellency Paul Biya. His Excellency Balthazar Engonga Ejiofor, President of the CEMAC Commission, extended a sincere note of thanks to the Head of State and the people of Cameroon for the wonderful gift of the fourth generation architectural structure, closing the conference of ministers last Friday, and consequently the Yaoundé come together. The Minister of State, Secretary General of the Presidency of the Republic, saluted the rich fruits of the forum and the many technical commissions that held in Yaoundé for the 4 days of deliberations. The various delegations leave Yaoundé equipped for a better police cooperation in the sub-region, even as the appointment is taken for Bangui in the Central African Republic next year, 2025. It's here that we draw the curtains on this morning's edition of Canal Police. We were technically assisted by CRTV's Gijuel Noah. At the anchor, I've been Superintendent of Police Nz. Amos Tarla signing off. Have a blessed day in the company of CRTV programs.